The sermon text from today's gospel reading. Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Thus far the words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So today is LWML Sunday, that is Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday, and it is a time that we take and set aside to remember the work of Lutheran women in mission and the service they provide to the church at large and to the church at home. What is it that Lutheran Women in Mission are organized to do? They are organized to joyfully proclaim Christ, support mission work, equipping women to honor God by serving others. Here at home and abroad, these women collect their mites. So you remember the widow's mite, the small coin that the elderly woman took to put in the temple treasury. And it was all that she had left, one small coin that was given to the temple. And upon seeing this, Jesus pointed this out to his disciples and stated that her gift was great, not because of the size of the gift, but everyone else was giving out of what they had. This woman was giving out of what she did not have. The LWML women and others who support them collect their coins in a mite box, and once each 3 months, they combine them in a mite box ceremony. These coins are dedicated to the service of furthering the kingdom of God through acts of service. In this triennium, 2023, 24, and 25, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League has a mission grant total of $2,350,000. This money goes to help projects such as the Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch, the Forged in Fire Mobile Kitchen Disaster Services, LCMS Pastoral Education, and children's homes in the nation of Tanzania. These projects and 31 more of them in all help put hands and feet to service in furthering the good news of Jesus Christ. Here our women serve locally through assisting grieving families with funeral dinners by providing books to the Crisis Pregnancy Center. And though not all the quilters are members of the LWML and not all LWML members are quilters, these two groups work hand in hand to serve others and to serve God. These women follow in the footsteps of godly women of the Bible, such as Mary and Martha and Lydia and Tabitha and Dorcas and Elizabeth, and of course, Mary, the mother of our Lord. Young Mary was asked to do one simple thing in service to her God and her Lord. One simple thing: feed the poor? No. Sew clothes? No, not that. Raise money for the Jewish temple? No, not that either. Not at all. Mary was asked to do one simple thing, and you know what that was. Give birth to and raise a son. God calls on Mary as a servant. Mary responds in faith and trust in her Lord. She was ready at a short notice to serve God in an exceptionally large task, being the mother of the ultimate servant, God's son and her son. Her son who will give his life as a ransom for many. At the time of our text, Jesus' conception in Mary's womb, it was of course 9 months before Jesus' birth. Mary was living in Nazareth, and she was engaged to be married to Joseph. And an angel named Gabriel was sent to Nazareth with a message that would change Mary's life. "Do not be afraid, Mary," the angel said, "for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Not only does Gabriel calm Mary's fears at the scene of one of God's holy angels, Gabriel adds, "You have found favor with God." It wasn't that Mary had done something extra special. It wasn't that Mary herself was extra special. Mary was not worthy of God's favor, of his grace and his kindness. Mary is a sinful woman, just like you and I are sinful human beings. Nevertheless, God chose her to be the mother of his son, Jesus. God was about to fulfill his promise to send a Messiah, the Savior of the world, and the Messiah is going to save us from our sins. God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. God sent his Son to redeem me and you, each a lost and condemned person. After all the years of waiting, God was ready, and he was sending the Savior. Mary, of all people, was about to be the mother of the Messiah. Needless to say, Mary was perplexed, and so she asked a simple question. How will this be? For I am a virgin. It was not a question born out of unbelief. It was a question, a sincere and honest question. She received her answer. Her son would not have a human father. Rather, she would conceive through the work of the Holy Spirit. And the child Jesus, without a human father, would not have original sin. The child Mary will conceive will be God's son. And as such, he will be a perfect son, a perfect child, a perfect human being. Gabriel sums up the whole visit when he declared, "Nothing is impossible with God." The impossible was going to be possible, and the ordinary was going to be extraordinary. And what is Mary's response? Mary's response is, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me as you have declared." She believed the message that Gabriel delivered from God. It was God who was calling her to be the mother of his son, the Savior of the world. She believed the message. Mary heard and believed God's word. God's own word was the basis for Mary's trust and confidence and belief in her, in God. It was her faith that allowed her to say that she was now ready to serve. How would she tell? How would she explain all of this to Joseph? It wouldn't be easy, but she trusted that God would work it all out. Mary was ready to serve. God's son Jesus came ready to serve. He was ready to take on a task that included way more than being miraculously born. His task, his job description was that what he would share with his disciples. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus became a man. Jesus came ready to serve. He taught, he healed, he went to the cross and rose again from the grave to bring us salvation. Jesus was a true servant. Paul summed it up in his letter to the Philippians, saying that Christ emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. Being in the likeness of man and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As a true servant, Jesus made the impossible possible. By God's grace and favor, Jesus was able to accomplish that which was not possible for us. He opened up eternal life to all who believe in him. Jesus came to earth on a rescue mission. He opened up eternal life. He undertook that mission that took him to the cross to die for the sins of the world and then to conquer death by rising from the dead. On that first Easter morning, Jesus accomplished his mission. So what about us? Now it is our turn to step forth in servanthood and in serving. Mary was ready to serve. Jesus served. It is now our task to serve those around us. If we are looking for someone to imitate, we can look at Mary and her response. We are to make ourselves willing to serve the Lord. How does that happen? We have experienced God's grace through the work of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. God has given us the record or the account of Jesus' service recorded in the Bible. God has redeemed us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the redemption that Jesus has given, we have the opportunity to be servants just as Mary did. St. Paul put it this way, "Jesus died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised again." So in a reflection of Jesus Christ, we stand ready to use our talents to serve God in his kingdom. On this Sunday, we celebrate and remember the work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Their motto is about willing service and having an attitude of joyfully serving. And since 1942, Women in Mission have focused on affirming each woman's oneness with Christ, encouraging and equipping Christian women to live out their lives in service to the gospel and in service to those who are around them. These women and their foremothers have been and continue to be ready to serve the Lord with gladness. God called Mary to service, and she was ready, as she told the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord." God sent his Son to serve, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Even the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." May we, each and every one of us, all be ready and willing to serve. May our response as baptized children of God be one of service, as Martin Luther put it, "that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness." In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.